Welcome back. In this lesson, we're getting into a really effective advanced DNB move, ghosting a bass wobble without blowing your headroom apart in Ableton Live 12. This is one of those techniques that sounds small on paper, but in a jungle or old school DNB drop it can completely change the energy. The idea is simple. Instead of letting the wobble or movement hit at full size all the time, you create a ghost layer. That ghost layer suggests the motion, suggests the tension, and answers the drums, but it stays tucked behind the main sub so your low end stays clean, punchy, and club safe. And that distinction matters. In DNB, especially old school jungle, rollers, and darker 170 stuff, the drums already take up a lot of attention. The break is doing the talking, the snare is doing the punctuation, and the bass needs to support that conversation without turning into a giant blurry mess. So today, we're not just sidechaining harder. We're going to use arrangement, filtering, gain staging, automation, and resampling to make the bass feel alive while keeping the mix breathing. First thing, separate the job of the bass into two parts. You want one track for the main bass or sub, and a second track for the ghost wobble layer. Keep them mentally and sonically separate. The main bass should be solid, mono, and stable. That's your anchor. Then the ghost layer can be more animated, more filtered, more compressed, more mid-focused. It's the one that adds movement without carrying the full low-end weight. On the main bass track, start with something stable like operator, wave-eatable, or analog. If you want a simple clean sub, operator is a great choice. If you want a bit more Reese character, wave-eatable can get you there fast. If you want that grimy old-school edge, analog can work beautifully. The point is not to make this patch flashy. The point is to make it dependable. Now on the ghost layer, duplicate the MIDI notes, but do not duplicate the exact same sound. Give it its own voice. A good starting chain is wave-eatable or operator into auto filter, then saturator, EQ8, and compressor or glue compressor. That chain gives you movement, harmonic content, cleanup, and level control. When you build the ghost layer, think about where it lives in the frequency spectrum. This should not be a second sub. If it contains too much low end, the whole trick falls apart. So high pass it or EQ out the bottom. A good rough zone is cutting everything below somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz on the ghost layer, and then letting the actual motion sit in the low mids and upper bass. That's where the ear catches the wobble without the mix getting muddy. A nice old school starting point is a low pass filter somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, maybe with a little resonance and a little saturation to bring out harmonics. Then use an LFO or filter modulation to create movement at 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/16 timing depending on the bounce you want. Keep the modulation amount conservative at first. You want the listener to feel a talking bass, not hear an obvious effect doing gymnastics. And here's the key idea. Ghost the wobble instead of blasting it. So rather than running a full wobble constantly, automate the amount of movement. Automate the filter cutoff. Automate the resonance. Automate the mix of the effect. Even automate the volume of the ghost track itself if needed. This gives you that phrase-by-phrase appearance and disappearance, almost like the bass is slipping in and out of the shadows. That's especially effective in jungle and old-school DNB, because the groove already has a lot of motion. The bass doesn't need to fill every gap. In fact, it often sounds heavier when it leaves gaps. A ghost wobble appearing after a snare hit or at the tail end of a bar can feel way more powerful than a bass line that never stops speaking. So let's talk arrangement. Program your bass phrase so it leaves room for the ghost movement. Think in 2-bar or 4-bar loops. Put your main bass on the downbeat, maybe on key offbeats, but leave a little pocket after the snare. That pocket is where the ghost wobble can answer back. It's call and response. The drums say something, and the bass replies. A really solid pattern is this. Bar 1 stays more grounded, with a longer note on beat 1 and maybe a short phrase after the snare. Then bar 2 lets the ghost wobble show up on the tail, maybe after beat 3 or just after beat 4. Repeat that with slight variation every 4 or 8 bars, and suddenly your drop feels like it's evolving instead of looping. Now, dynamics. This is where a lot of people accidentally wreck the trick. If the ghost layer pokes out too hard, it starts competing with the drums and the main bass. So keep it under control. Use a compressor or glue compressor on the ghost layer with a moderate ratio, a fairly quick attack, and a release that lets it breathe with the rhythm. You're usually only looking for a couple dB of gain reduction, not heavy flattening. The goal is to tame the peaks, not erase the vibe. If the ghost layer feels too sharp or too pokey, soften it. You can slow the attack a little, cut a bit of the low mids, or roll off the top if it's getting brittle. In DNB, the snare and break need transient space. If your ghost bass is fighting those transients, the groove loses its snap and the whole thing starts to feel sluggish. Sidechain is useful here, but keep it smart. You can sidechain the ghost layer to the kick, and in many cases also let the snare influence the ducking or simply use volume automation around the snare pocket. In old school jungle, the snare is a structural landmark, so ducking or pulling the ghost down right before the snare can make it feel much more intentional. It's often better to automate the ghost down by a few dB before the hit and let it swell back after, instead of just crushing it with one compressor. For the main bass, don't overdo the ducking. Keep the sub confident. The ghost is the one that disappears and reappears. The main layer should stay grounded so the drop still feels powerful. Now width. This part is huge. Your low end should stay mono. That's non-negotiable if you want your tune to translate in a club. So keep the sub and the main bass locked in the center. On the ghost layer, you can allow a little width, but only after you've removed the true sub content. If you want more stereo character, push it into the upper harmonics, not the low frequencies. A really good trick is to split the ghost layer into zones. One chain can handle the mono low mid support. Another can handle a slightly widened texture above that. Maybe even a third chain for airy motion dust up top if you want a little extra character. The point is to make the ghost feel animated without thickening the sub. At this stage, it can be really useful to resample. Once you have a ghost wobble that feels good, bounce it to audio. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, record a few bars, and then chop out the best moments. This gives you way more arrangement control. You can trim the exact ghost hits you like, reverse a tail for a transition, pitch a hit down slightly for a fill, or throw a touch of echo or reverb on the end of a phrase. This is a classic DNB move, because it turns a live bass gesture into something you can arrange like a break edit. It becomes part of the composition, not just a sound design patch. And that brings us to the biggest musical principle in this whole lesson. Ghosting should happen in phrases, not all the time. Bring it in for the last couple bars before a drop. Let it answer the snare for a bar or two. Pull it out before a big impact so the return feels bigger. Use it as a variation tool around bar 9, bar 17, bar 25. That kind of arrangement keeps the energy evolving without needing a new sound every 8 bars. A lot of the impact comes from restraint. If the ghost wobble is always on, it stops feeling special. If it appears like an event, the listener locks onto it. Let's do a quick mix check. Put spectrum on the master or bass group and watch the low end. The main sub should dominate below around 80 to 100 Hz. The ghost layer should mostly live above that. If the low end builds up when the wobble hits, that means the ghost layer is still carrying too much weight. Then check in mono with utility. If the ghost disappears in mono, that's actually okay, as long as the main bass still carries the tune. If the whole bass collapses, your stereo information is too low down and you need to clean that up. A really important teacher note here, think in layers of perception, not layers of volume. The ghost wobble is not there to scream. It's there to create pressure, tension, and movement. You should often feel it more than clearly identify it. If you can hear a whole second bassline, that's probably too much. If the drop feels deeper and more dangerous, but not louder, you've nailed it. A few quick pro moves before we wrap. Try tiny filter opens at the end of phrases, just a little bit of movement, not a huge sweep. Try parallel dirt on a return so you're adding harmonics, not more sub. Try introducing the ghost mostly after the snare, because that's where it feels most musical in jungle phrasing. Try very subtle pitch movement on just the ghost layer for a more uneasy, menacing feel. And try leaving one bar with no ghost at all before bringing it back harder, because contrast makes the next hit land way bigger. So here's the core workflow again in plain language. Build a strong main bass that owns the sub. Create a separate ghost layer that is filtered, quieter, and more harmonic. Use automation and modulation to make it appear only in certain phrase pockets. Keep it mono safe and headroom friendly. Resample when you find a good movement. Then arrange it like a call and response with the drums. That's how you get that classic jungle and old school DNB bass energy without wrecking your mix. If you want, I can also turn this into a next step Ableton rack setup with exact macro assignments for the ghost wobble system.